Today's the day for democracy. They get even with Stephen. We just don't want part of it back. We want part of it back at work, building democracy. Today's the day to get even with Stephen. Stephen, your days are numbered. Today is the day we're getting even with Stephen. Everybody's wise to him. Everybody around here, young and old. I mean, I've never seen such a multi-generational group.
And like, I wonder if each person that's of age voted. I'd be curious to know. How many people do you think we have out here today? I would say we have over 1,000.
Yeah, I would say 1,000.
Oh yeah, maybe even 2,000.
Put a real Canadian in the government! Put a real one in there!
Listen to the nation! Stop for our nation!
Toronto Youth Cabinet is an advocacy organization based out of City Hall. Our job is to represent for all the Toronto youth under 25 in this city. Okay, there's a lot of youth out here. It is the U of T students that started this rally and got everything on its feet, so it's fitting that Toronto Youth Cabinet is out here. Okay, there's lots of student support out here.
Listen to the nation!
Stop the prorogation!
Listen to the nation!
Stop the prorogation!
Look for us on www.thetyc.ca. thetyc.ca.
Democracy!
When do we run?
Now!
When do we run?
Democracy!
When do we run?
Now!
We're down here today protesting because our parliament is out. I would like the women of Canada to strike on having children until everybody has clean water and food and shelter in the whole world. If we stop having children for even a year or two, the multinational corporations that are running Canada will fall apart. We have the power, and it's within us to make a change. And a peaceful change is the only change that will work. Thank you.
Who's Canada?
Communist Party newspapers?
Yes. Thank you.
This is the People's Voice. It's the Communist Party of Canada newspaper. And we're giving it away to all of the democratic people here today.
Trouble in communist Canada. Corporate been taping mouth shut, slap a strangler. Trouble in commie Canada.
Well, this is a very big demonstration to protest the proroguing of parliament by the anti-democratic Harper government. And the democratic forces are out in strength, including the Communist Party of Canada.
How would you describe the situation, what's going on here in Canada?
Well, Tsar Nicholas II prorogued the Duma just before the First World War started. And Tsar Stephen Harper, the first and hopefully the last, proroguing Parliament just as it were about to investigate the torturing of prisoners in Afghanistan and the shameful Canadian government presentation in Copenhagen. So the connection between Tsar Stephen Harper and Tsar Nicholas II are pretty close.
That's the kind of government we have right now. Not that I'm happy, or that I voted for them, or that, you know, I'm ignoring the issue. I'm here, and I hope to do more, but...
I saw a funny sticker. It was like a complicit for the conservative C.
Yeah.
That's how they're getting so much of their support. Just people like, eh, I don't care.
Yeah.
It pisses me off.
I think it's really important that we not listen to Harper when he says Canadians don't care. We do care. We care that diplomat Richard Colvin was rigged through the coals for doing his job. So I would like to see Stephen Harper go back and do his. Thank you.
What do we want?
Democracy.
What do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Democracy.
What do we want it?
Now.
It's rare that you see a big crowd of people out this, and not just sort of usual flaky lefty kinds of people, but real people who are fed up with what's happening. You know, the guy is just your typical New World Order type of... You shouldn't even be allowed to run for office. You need laws in the country to keep people from running for office who have motives that are against democracy. It shouldn't be too much rocket science.
We're on the street. We're speaking with Tim Rourke, and the last time I spoke with you was on the Word of Mouth Wednesday. We were talking about the citizen's income. Is there anything new with the citizen's income?
Nothing really new. I'm working on a book about it. It just basically tells people everything they need to know about the thing, all the different arguments about it, all the different forms of it, modalities, and nothing's happened in Toronto very much, but things are happening nationally. We've had a Canadian branch of BN World Network, and they've had a founding meeting in Calgary. They had a meeting in Ottawa that I went to, and they're talking about the senators, a couple of politicians, Senator Siegel and Tony Martin, the MP, are interested in the thing and promoting it. And hi there. Okay, there's a greenie. But anyway, things are slowly rolling ahead. Right now, a lot of attention is distracted because...
It's not just get back to Parliament, it's get back to work.
The obvious solution is to get some kind of proportional representation, you know? So we don't have these kinds of elective dictatorships and we get the wrong person in. You know, if he gets a majority, it would be the ultimate disaster for Canada. It would be the end of Canada, basically. The guy's a, you know, extreme right-wing fanatic. He's going to take us down the way that Rapid Roger character did in New Zealand. They've never been able to recover from that. The people have got to start to get themselves mobilized. They've got to demand straightening out of political institutions in the country, first of all, and then start demanding economic reforms, including a guaranteed income. I mean, there's so much nonsense talked about it, but it's really very simple. Just get the government back issuing the money instead of the banks. Doesn't need to be more complicated than that.
We're getting a lot of knowledge here on the streets.
I'm really impressed with how many people came out, especially considering it was a Facebook thing and obviously underestimating the power of social networking.
You know, this is a new kind of a resistance, a new kind of a rally. This is a Facebook rally. It all started with one student in Calgary starting on the Facebook, and it built for Facebook. Then here in Toronto, people took over, the public took over. It wasn't even, we asked that the political parties not be involved, particularly the speeches. It's a people's movement. It's a Facebook movement. It's a movement to get even with Stephen, to get democracy back.
Get back to work! Get back to work! Get back to work!
We're not going away after today, Stephen Harper. We're coming back until we win back the democracy we want in Canada.
BK here at the No Prorog protest for Support Local Scene. You can see a lot of slogans being chanted. I've been here for about an hour, 45 minutes myself. And it's all basically the same thing. Harper works for us. The people united will never be defeated. And somebody very interesting, you know, came up and I was filming some stuff. And they said, next someone's going to talk about money. And I was like, wow, maybe they got some monetary reform person. But no, they were talking about putting money in the buckets of people who walk around for paying for all this stuff.
Thanks for your help.
Someone with an orange reflective vest and a basket with a poster for the rally on it.
Rally donation.
We're going to ask you to be generous and to help us to pay for all the costs that we incurred to be here today.
Rally donations right here, guys. Thanks for your help. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Well, I think our Canadian athletes are doing one heck of a job trying to train for are training for the upcoming Olympics, and I think that they deserve a good salary. And since Stephen Harper's not working, we should give them his.
Listen to the nation, stop the prorogation. Listen to the nation, stop the prorogation. Listen to the nation, stop the prorogation. Listen to the nation. Stop the prorogation!
Unfortunately, this is kind of like a release valve. I think this has been done since the 1960s by the CIA. You basically take thousands of people who already believe in what's going on. You take all their frustration, all their anger, you get them together in one place like a sports event and just let them vent like maniacs. And then when they go home, they'll do nothing. So if these people were to reach out to their fellow neighbors with a better understanding of these issues, then we might get something done on this. But if a bunch of people, 2,000 or so in this city, who believe the same thing, get together and yell, yeah, and go home, then they're not going to get much out of it. So keep an eye on this. It's a great scene. It's great to know Canadians care. Let's see how much they care by seeing how much they're willing to figure out about the new world order with respect to all this. Peace out.
Well, I thought that I'd try and bring a little libertarian flavor to the protest today. When Stephen Harper studied at the University of Chicago with Tom Flanagan, he read Friedrich Hayek, the works of Friedrich Hayek, for a long time. And that's about 180 degrees, about as far away as you can get from what he's doing right now. Friedrich Hayek was for small government. He was certainly not for looting, for giving taxpayers money to banks. That was right out. And one of the main things that he pointed out was the kind of government Stephen Harper's given to us has in the past led to tyranny. I don't think that we have an opposition in this country. You know, Harper claims to be a conservative, but he's just a different flavor of socialist.
Nothing would surprise me about Stephen Harper. He's got a hidden agenda that he's going to try and put through, but we're wise to him now.
Didn't surprise me. He's got a track record of this, so...
No.
It's not a surprise, it's just a shame.
That doesn't surprise him at all. I think that is his numbers went down in the polls, which I think is great. So he won't get a majority, and maybe his ass will get kicked out anyway.
Nonpartisan. I don't like Iggy either.
I'm glad to see people here are finally waking up and preserving Parliament, eh? I mean, hey, look at, if we don't preserve it, no one else is gonna, right? I mean, Parliament is our voice, right? I mean, it's our Parliament, not his Parliament. We gotta protect it, that's it.
I'm glad to see so many people out, and I hope that people also come out for the G8 protest that's coming in June. You can find out more information on G8210Canada@gmail.com. And that'll be in Toronto. So if you want to make sure that it's peaceful and non-violent, come out and organize with us.
Who's Canada?
Our Canada!
Who's Canada?
Our Canada!
Who's Canada?
Our Canada!
You know what? I'll tell you something about the G20. We're talking about democracy versus the G20. If you're talking about the G20, I want to hear about the Tobin tax. That's what I want to hear about, because it relates exactly to what Parliament voted on. I'll tell you something. In 1999, Canada, Parliament in Canada actually voted to accept the Tobin tax in 1999, but just 2 months ago, November 9th, 2009, Flaherty says there's no interest in the Tobin tax. Yeah, well, 10 years ago, Parliament was interested in the Tobin tax. So I'm looking forward to the G20. We got to tell Flaherty there is an interest in the Tobin tax. Our interest, not his interest. That's what I think about the G20. Check out the Tobin tax. You want to know about the Tobin tax? Look up Tobin tax on Wikipedia. You'll learn about that stuff, man.
Harper's dangerous for Canada and outright evil, in fact, and I hope that Canadians would unite finally and that the Liberals would find the courage to form a coalition and get rid of the guy.
Stop the prorogation! Listen to the nation! Stop the prorogation!
Yeah, I think there could be a coalition if Ignatieff would put aside short-term partisan gain
and
do something for the good
Canadians
of the country.
And the good of the country.
We got to get energy going. That's what we got to do. We got to preserve. If we don't preserve democracy, it's going to disappear. We're going to sleepwalk our way into oblivion. If we don't preserve this democracy we got.
Hopefully this will be like a catalyst to bring people together so that we realize that all fronts are united. Environment, social, economic. These are all forms of justice that are being mistreated by our current minority government. And I know that there are people in the government that wish that it wasn't so. So we have to bring those people to power.
And you think Harper's going to get the message?
I think Harper gets his walking papers from Bilderberg. He gets his orders, his marching orders rather, from Bilderberg. And if we want to give him his walking papers, then we got to do more than worry about what Harper's going to feel about this.
Who's Parliament? Our Parliament!
Who's Parliament?
Our Parliament!
Who's Parliament?
Our Parliament! Okay, we're going to sing O Canada.
Let's do it together, guys.
On Facebook.
O Canada, our home and nation.